Welcome to The Best Worst Story You've Never Read. I'm your host, Cameron Lindsay. And each week, I hope you'll join me to hear a story that sucks. A tale that is so terrible, an adventure so awful, that it's great. This week, I will be reading a single story. As always, the author's original intent has been maintained as much as possible. So without further ado, here is Endangered Species by Girly Furry.
I cannot breathe. It won't go deep enough.
Georgie exclaimed as he got in the pool. Georgie held Thomas's head under the water, trying to drown him.
Just die, damn it!
That's my son!
He can't swim!
What's going on?
Shouted the police officer that had been called to break up the fight.
That mongoose is trying to kill my son!
Said Mama Antelope.
Well, 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 what are we gonna do with this?
Questioned Police Officer Goldfish. Officer Goldfish took out his net and put it over the mongoose Georgie's head.
Come on, you rodent.
I'm no rodent! This baby antelope said the same thing. I'm tired of people calling me a rat.
Cobra sat in a tree yards away and snickered that his plan was working so well. Cobra did not have a soft spot for anyone in the town. They could all blub blub to the toilet in the sky. That is, everyone but Veronica. Veronica, a parakeet, sat across the pool watching the mongoose situation, quit alarmed. She had a thing for mongoose, and Cobra knew it. Cobra spit venom just thinking about it. Veronica was not helping mongoose, but she wasn't chastising him either. Step two, or slither two, in Cobra's case, had to happen now. Just then, Cobra noticed the crowd disperse. Mongoose was safe, and Veronica flew down to his side.
You can't get so angry, sweetheart,
she pleaded.
Thomas is just a little antelope boy.
I'm sorry. You know I've been of edge.
Cobra slid up behind Georgie and whispered in his ear.
Hey, rat. Go back to the sewer you came from.
Georgie's eyes turned red again, and he leapt at Cobra. All of a sudden, there was a rumble in the jungle. Surprisingly, Veronica was into it.
I will kill you!
Shouted Georgie, but it was too late. Cobra bit Mongoose's neck. Mongoose Georgie writhed as the venom flowed into his heart. In a last move, Mongoose Georgie reached out a slice Cobra across his hood. His blood splurted out in a hissing sound. Veronica stood there and took in the scene.
I wonder if Pelican is single,
she said as she flew away. Thomas hid his head in his mother's bosom.
Why is this happening, Mommy?
Love, Thomas. The coldest acts spring forth from the most fiery passions,
Mama Antelope consoled. Epilogue.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle.
That was Endangered Species by Girly Furry. And now time for the part of the show where we bring on a special guest to talk about the story that we just heard. Today we have Chartreuse, who makes donuts in the morning time and escorts at night. Chartreuse, welcome to the show.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Chartreuse. I don't want to be offensive in any way, but I think maybe our listeners might get the wrong impression about this escorting thing.
Well, maybe at night, I like to give, you know, people that just don't know the area, I like to give them just a good sense of what the city looks like. You know, I escort them around the town.
Oh, I see. You're
and,
like a tour guide.
Yeah, I'm an escort.
I think escort has a different connotation for most people.
But,
like, But you mean you're more of a tour guide, I think is what you're saying?
I mean, if that's how you want to name it, leave it at that.
Chartreuse, I don't want to put any labels on you, so I'll call you an escort.
I'm about to escort people around town.
Okay, well, you can escort me whenever you want, Chartreuse.
All right, baby, I'll take you around town.
Okay. Listeners, I might not be on the show next week. I might be taken around town with Chartreuse.
That's right.
Taking on the town, as we might say.
Call me anytime, baby.
All right.
Oh, y'all. To all the listeners out there, if you want to be escorted around wherever town we're in, because I know about all the towns. So if you want to be taken around the towns, we'll do it at night. Yeah. Yeah, baby.
But you can't do it in the morning because you're making donuts.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's really interesting. Tell us, what can you say about donuts?
I love to eat them. I mean, other people make them. I don't worry about really actually making them. I mean, I go there and I stand there. I look real pretty because they hired me and they said, So, I mean, I mess around with the dough and I stick my fingers in it every once in a while. But other than that, I mean, I just really like, they're delicious.
Do they ever make bagels?
Huh?
Bagels?
Bagels? Bagels? I don't even know what a bagel is, baby.
It's, you know what? Never mind. We don't have to get into that.
All right. We'll talk about that when I escort you around town.
Yeah, okay. How about this to talk about? What if we talk about Endangered Species by Girly Furry, the story that we just heard? What do you think about that?
That was a wonderful, wonderful, heartwarming story.
Heartwarming? Yeah.
Heartwarming. I mean, just things happen, and I mean, not everything has to have a happy ending.
That's true. That's a good point. I was especially touched by the epilogue at the end. I thought that was really clever. It seemed like maybe Girly Furry had originally been inspired by that song and then decided to write this kind of like twisted love tale.
Yeah.
Based off of that.
Well, everybody has love in their heart.
Well, maybe not Hitler.
Well,
or the dead.
Well, he loved to burn books.
I think he'd like to burn a lot of things, not just books.
I mean, you know, that's pretty messed up, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he had love for something.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true.
Bad, good, or bad. It was love. Love.
Love drives people to do crazy things, which I think is the theme of the story, the moral, I guess.
Damn.
Yeah. I was really interested, too, in the ways that the story seemed to have, like, all of these silly animal puns, but at the same time, it was very serious in the end. You know, like, these two animals just killed each other in a jealous rage.
But they were still looking for love in some way or other.
Yeah, yeah. What's weird, too, is, like, I've never seen a parakeet and a cobra or a mongoose and a parakeet mate before, so
well, you ain't seen my cousin Charlie.
No, I haven't, Shart. I have not seen your cousin Charlie.
I'll tell you what, Billy Goat Heron. I'm not even going to go into that because I walked in on him one day in the barn.
Oh, and he was going into that.
Well, I mean, there was no going in. I'll just show you. There was all around, and there were fluids and hooves, and I don't really know what was going on. I couldn't really put a picture on it, and it was messed up.
Well, I'm glad you didn't take a picture of that, because that might be illegal.
It may be, but everybody has to find love in some way.
Yeah, see, and that's the moral of the story. That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really glad that you're on the show, Chartreuse, because I just feel like you're really reminding us what we need to be reminded of, I guess, what we need to remember.
Thank you much.
But what I need to remember now is for us to play a game. We've got a game for you to play. It's a different kind of game. It's not like there's no winner, there's no loser. We accept everyone.
So it's the game of life.
Sort of.
Except there's no winners. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, life is different.
Yeah, it's hard.
But in this game, I'm going to ask you to write a sequel to the story that we just heard.
All right.
Endangered Species by Girly Furry.
Oh, I'm excited.
But yeah, so it's going to be something that happens after, maybe in the future, maybe close, maybe before. But the catch is that you only have 5 minutes to write it.
Oh, that's tough.
But, you know, I might give you a little bit extra time just because I bet you could really get to some truth if you really were given
the
time.
I really need it because I write and think slow sometimes. Just sometimes. Mostly when I'm writing, I think slow. It's okay.
Because you're busy writing.
Because I'm busy writing.
Yeah, I mean, you can't think and write at the same time.
Yeah, it's getting in the way of my thinking.
I've never done both of those things ever at the same time. I've done lots of things while also writing. Like, I swam once while I was writing. I've been in a plane writing.
Really?
Yeah, in
an
airplane.
Been in a plane?
Yeah, like an airplane.
And those things that are like the birds that do the sounds? Like, you know what I'm talking about?
I think the ones that go vroom, are just messed up gooses, geese.
Okay, well, all right.
In other words,
well, I've never been in one of those.
A messed up goose?
Well, I've been in one of those, but I ain't been in a plane.
Oh.
Never been in no plane. Those are newfangled instruments right there. I heard.
Well, okay. Anyway, so you get a few minutes to write a story, and then you'll read it for us to all the listeners. So are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm excited.
All right. Well, here's your paper, and you're going to have 5 minutes, and then we'll be back, and you'll read it for us.
All right.
We're going to take our 5 minutes now.
Treasure chest. Dig it up, dig it up. What's inside? It's.
And we're back. It's Chartreuse. Those 5 minutes.
Yeah. That was fast. It was real fast. I don't think I got everything down that I wanted, but it's okay. I'm not worried about it. We'll finish that on a later date, maybe.
Yeah, maybe when we put it out on CD, we can have like an extra track, a bonus track that is the full story.
All right. I hope you enjoy this one, though.
Oh, you ready to read it now?
Oh, yeah, I'm totally ready.
Oh,
it's perfectly fine, baby.
Yeah, well, okay. Right. So here is the sequel to Endangered Species by Girly Furry.
All right. Now, this is my rendition of Endangered Species. I call it Species in Danger. All right? So it includes Veronica. Veronica, not paying much mind to her surroundings, find herself daydreaming daily of the moment that her single status was no longer on the social medias. Oh, how and when, she exclaims. Well, meanwhile, Cobra lurked in the shadows with another plan in mind. They were alone in the jungle. Veronica's eyes wandered as her mind wandered, and her eyes finally met his, and at an unexpected glance, a love connection was made. Cobra slowly slithered toward her perplexed parakeet body. Veronica hobbled her sensuous big self to meet up with the cobra in the middle, and, well, with a hiss and a kiss, that love connection was made solid. Until just a few hours later, as Cobra was comfortably wrapped, cuddle style all around Veronica, blanking on her all up in his love, felt his instinctive urge to feed. So he swallowed her and digested Veronica in a crime of passion. Veronica died a happy parakeet. The end.
Chartreuse.
Yeah, well, I told you, it doesn't always have to have happy ending, but Veronica found love, though. This is what we were talking about, right? That's what the story. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was looking for love. She was just looking in the wrong places. My goose ain't where you go, or whatever that is. I mean, you just, the cobra is. Cobra knew.
Yeah, I guess that was, if I can ask for a little bit of clarification. So if this is taking place afterwards, I thought, it was my understanding, and maybe I misunderstood the story, but I thought Cobra died at the end.
Well, see, sometimes I don't like finishing stories, so when I don't read, I just don't read it. When I'm hearing things, I could just get lost in translation, and I start hearing love, and I'm like, this love just got to keep on going.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah,
I understand. I also should say I was surprised by how similar this was To a party that I was at a couple of weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, almost the exact same thing happened. See, my friend Stacy, she was involved in, like, this really fierce ping pong tournament, I guess, championship of some sort.
All right.
And she was just slammed a ball that was coming at her right into this guy's eye, right? And he was a little drunk, and so he didn't exactly know what happened, but he was blind. He couldn't see. I forget mostly the details that make it similar to this story, but I just when you were telling the story, I was just like, yes, yes, this happened to me. And then I had to remind myself that, no, this is was fiction from your mind.
Oh, man. Well, did he eat her?
Yeah, eat her? That's what it was. That's what it was.
Okay.
The eating part.
All right.
Yeah, he ate her in a different sense. Then perhaps your story.
Yeah, just a little bit. And I'm sorry I missed that translation at the end with the dying. But, you know.
No, well, this is a family show. We probably shouldn't talk about it.
Where there is death, there is life. And life is a beautiful thing because life breeds love. See, and it all just comes right back around to love.
That's true. You know what? I want to do a little activity with you. I want us to each just think of something random, right? Just something out there in the world. And then we're each going to go back and forth connecting it to something and see how quickly we get to love.
All right.
All right. So do you want to start or should I?
Yeah. You can start.
I'll start. Apricots.
Cheese.
Dairy.
Blue.
Red.
Love.
There we go. That was so quick.
See, everything. I told you. It's like 3 degrees of separation with bacon.
Well, do you want to try now? Do you want to start something?
What?
Do you want to come up with something out there in the world? And I'll start.
All right. Car.
Truck.
Van.
I love.
Van is always love.
I know.
It is so good.
Well, what about another game?
Okay. I love playing games. I love games.
So this we're going to mix it up a little bit. You see the big wheel over there?
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
The big wheel of games.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah. So we've actually, what's going to happen is I'm going to ask you to spin the wheel. But it's way over there, and we've got all the water that's kind of flooding in. We had a lot of rain. Dustin had the roof removed in that section, so I don't know why.
Well, it's okay to be wet sometimes.
Yeah, we had a big bird infestation, and we could have just opened the door, but then we would have had to, like, herd them out. I don't know if you heard birds, but...
Yeah, well, I told you, my cousin, I got another story about him, but I don't...
That's fine. That's fine. So instead of herding them, we just opened up this big hole in the roof. After killing them so that we could throw their bodies out of the roof.
Perfect.
Yeah, and so they're not in here, but now we've got the water, it's in front of the wheel, but lucky for you, we've wired up the wheel right over here to this little lotto machine, right?
All right.
And I'm going to ask you to pull out a number ball from the lotto machine.
All right.
And then when you do that, it'll start spinning the wheel.
Oh, all right.
And then put it back in when you want it to stop. All right, so the wheel is spinning now, and it looks like it's stopping. You are going to love this game.
All right, I'm excited again. It's another one.
Well, it's actually not so much a game. I'm actually just going to ask you to help me read our mail, our listener letters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, we haven't done this for a while, so we've actually accumulated quite a few, four, and so we're going to... just pick out two, though. Leave the other two for next time for another guest.
You guys are famous.
So I'm just going to ask you to take a letter, say who it's from, where they're from, and then read out the letter, and we'll respond to it.
And then
I'll read one as well. So.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, just get a letter out of the bag there.
All right.
So who is this letter from again?
This letter is from Josie.
Oh, I think Josie.
Yeah. She's from Cutlettsville, Montana.
Yeah.
Right? M M M MT?
It's either Montana mountain? Or Mountain State.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
One of the two. Okay. What's Josie have to say?
Well, she said, Dear Story Podcast.
That's us.
I really like it when the snowmen melt in episode 37. Do more of that.
Hmm. As it were, we have not had an episode 37, nor have any snowmen melted on this show.
I was thinking I really liked episode 37, too.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I mean, I don't know. Maybe in episode 37 down the road, we might have some snowmen on and melt just for you, Josie.
Lamp.
I like snowmen, too.
I don't know anyone who dislikes snowmen,
snowmans? When they're pluralized, right?
Yeah. Snow peoples?
Snow, yeah.
Snow persons?
I like snowmans.
You do? Okay. Anyway, Josie, I just want to let you know, maybe talk to your local post office or just check your address or maybe just your handwriting. I think this letter was meant for another podcast or for the future. So on to our next letter. This letter is from Colin in Canada.
Hello, Colin in Canada.
It just has Canada with a question mark on it. Anyway, Colin says, best worst story you've never read. Please stop playing your podcast every Thursday in my brain.
Wow.
Colin, I would like to ask, I don't know what you think about this, but it kind of sounds like Colin might have some kind of like radio tuner implant that's also hooked up to the iTunes store.
Well, you know, there's so many people in this world that have things that the government has attached to them, you know?
Is that so?
Yeah, I mean, they do it when you're sleeping.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I don't generally sleep.
They don't tell us about it.
Well, who would? Why would I want...
Yeah, we just know because I told you my cousin, he just into a lot of stuff.
Oh, and he's the government is into him.
Well,
too.
They were at one point, but then he turned the tracks on them. But yeah.
Oh, he got it out?
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Well, he didn't dig it out. He just kind of, I mean, he just pooped. And it for some reason,
He had metal in his poop.
He had metal in his poop. It was beeping and lights were going off. And yeah. I guess they were tracking him.
A similar thing happened when there was this one time when I was a little kid and I had one of those like race car sets, but it was made of Lego. It was
you
Lego.
You were a little kid once?
No, not really, but for a very short period of time, about like a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, during that time, I had this whole Lego set that was also a racetrack, and it would make all these noises as the car went around, and I ate all of it, and I pooped it out, and it did the same thing, but that wasn't from the government. That was my own choice.
Okay, well, he said it was from the government. I don't know.
Well, probably. I mean, that it just makes sense. I mean, I don't know who else has access to beeping metal things.
Exactly.
We certainly don't hear, because metal isn't allowed in the studio because of the high-powered magnets. I'm sure you saw the sign out.
True, yeah. Yeah, right before I noticed the roof.
Yeah, yeah. Dustin, we're going to have to work on that roof soon. I'm afraid, like, maybe a plane's going to fly by or something.
I know, I'm kind of moist in here.
It is getting really damp.
It really is kind of... Mm-hmm.
Well, with that, I think it's probably best to say thanks for coming on the show.
Well, I sure do appreciate it.
We appreciate you. We love to have you back whenever you get a chance.
I'll be back in 20 minutes. I just got to go to the store.
Yeah, but we won't be recording then.
But I want to come back though.
I mean, you're welcome back, but
I'll be back in 20 minutes. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'll see you later.
See you in 20 minutes, stretchers.
All right. Bye, TV world.
If you would like to hear your story read, send us a copy online at lexoutloud@gmail.com. Special thanks to our special guest, Chartreuse. Special thanks to Girly Furry for use of their story on this week's podcast. The Best Worst Story cast this week includes Alex Chesser and Stephanie Bostick. Our theme music is by Dustin Jones, who also produces the show. This has been a production by Lex Out Loud, aka LOL, Kentucky's freshest improv team. I'm your host, Cameron Lindsay, and this has been The Best Worst Story You've Never Read. Keep the stories coming.